There was Mole the Godish piled to the top of Teres. As the Kisul Herla, there was a cover for it. Or Kemin Metulius, Hoyu Olav Numala. It was like a talent, Metulius, on top. That's how the cover was, on top. Now, this one says here, Or Kemin Metutelis, Hoyu Olav. Metutelis means like a piece of a nice cloth. Was on top for it to cover it. Like a small cloth covered it. Now, some say the covering on top was on top of the bozich, and some say the kisa was on the kaf. So how exactly it was, there was a bozich, there was a smaller one that actually held the keteris itself. But they were afraid that some of it would spill over, so that's why the bozich, the smaller one, was in the bigger ladle, so if it spilled over, it went into the kaf. So how come we just don't have it in the kaf alone? So that they said, because it's nice that to look, molly the goddess. It's like to have this keteris, this measurement to be all piled up, and a gadol like piled up to the top. That's what happened in the smaller spoon. Yeah, now Mishnah Hey, the Flamin Gimel. He had said the Misha Zocha b'machto, the kind of Zocha to carry up this shovel, is not all machta sakesef. He took a silver shovel, the all of the Rosh Mizrach, went up to the top of the Mizrach HaChitzayim, and Upinas Gecholim, he pushed aside the Gecholim, the coals there, Helef, Helef, there and there. Vechotan, it took a nice shovelful of the coals from the middle, nice burning coals. Yorad, he went down. V'eirun l'terech shazor. Then he spilled over those coals into a golden shovel. And nispaz v'menu k'kav g'cholim. He lost like one kav g'cholim. In other words, the silver one was a kav bigger than the golden one. The golden one was only... because the silver one had four carbon, and the gold one only had three carbons, like one carb of the coals spilled over. And they would spread that, they would like broom or sweep it along into the yom, into the flow of water that went through the Beit HaMikdash. So they would like sweep away that carb of coals that fell on the floor there. Over Shabbos, what happened on Shabbos? They would just cover it up with a kli. Because on Shabbos you can't throw it into water, you can't put out the coals. Now, ufsachter hoisa kli godol, the sachter was called a big kli. It was like a big seer, a big plate it was, big pot it was. And marzekes lesach, it held a lesach, that's a hairs of a kur, which is 90 kav, that's how much it holds, 15 so. And ushtei shashrosh hoyibur had two chains on this big kli, this sachter. Achashu Moshech Bov, you had one that he pulled it up and lowered it down. The Yachashu Oiches Bov Malmalim, one that he held it on top. The Shalosh let his goggle that it should not move around. So they used to use this to be murdered, take down the Deshin from the Mizbeach. That's what they used to use this big thing for. So he used to have it with chains to pull it up, pull it down. But now on Shabbos, they used to use it to cover up these coals that fell on the floor. Now, says this big kli, this psachter, they use for three different things. That koypenoy sagabi cholim, like over here, if on Shabbos you had these coals, they would use this big kli to cover it up with. Or else via sherets, they found the sherets, a dead creeping thing in the Beis HaMikdash, also they covered up by Shabbos. And who would then also use it to take down the deshen, the ashes from the mizbeach. These are three things they used to use as big psachta. Now Mishnevov, Hegiyo ben ulum l'mizbeach. Now the kohen or these two kahanim that was zeichu with the keteris, the one that was zeichu with the macht and the one that was zeichu with the keteris, they both came now in between the ulam and the mizbeach. Not the lecher of grave, for one of them took with them a big shovel. The zork, and he threw it, the bein ulam l'mizbeach, he threw it down there on the floor, between the ulam and the mizbeach. And Adam, shemeya kol chaveru b'yushalayim, mikol ha-magreifa, like that voice, that bang was so loud, that people talking in Yushalayim could not hear themselves once. Coming down the shtachva to bow down, that's in the heichel. He would, the people outside the azorah would know that the kohanim are coming to bow down now in the heichel, like we'll see later. And other kohanim will come running and also bow down. Or Ben Levi, who would then if a Ben Levi
heard this big bang, Yodei he knew Shechav Halavim Nechnos Madab B'Shirim, as he also made this big bang before the Levim went to say Shirim. So Levi would hear that noise, would know he has to come and say Shirim. V'urotz the boy would come running to say the Shirim. V'roish ha-maimit ho-yemaimit es-ha-tumeyim b'shar ha-mizuch. Who had been the Rosh Maimit, that was a special one that was in charge. He was like Kishlicha, he was like the Tzliach of Kol Yisrael, b'shash t'kabonis ha-tzibur. He would be maimed, he would be standing on the here the Kol Magrefa, and he would tell to the Kahanim that were Tamu on Shahar Mizrach of the Azara, and he would tell them like he Rosh Maimon Hoy Maimon as a Tzmei, he would tell them like to be there. So what yes. Since Machlokes, what they did is, they made all the Kahanim stand there on the Shahar Mizrach that were Tameim. So some said the time was to embarrass them that if they said they should not become Tamei again, be careful. Or rather, some say with the Achashad that people should not be choshed there, that they don't want to come do the avodah because the stam be mevata the melacha. So they used to all be there by this shah. People could tell that the reason why they're not coming is because they're tameim. Yeah, perek shishi. Now it says hechelu oilum b'mailus ulam. Now these two kahana that was zeicha with the k'teris, they started to go up. There's 12 steps between to go up to ulam. So they went up these 12 steps. The two Kahanim that was there before want to clean out the inside Mizbech and want to clean out the Menorah, they will go now first before these two Kahanim brought the Keteris in. So Misha Zocha B'dishim Mizbech HaPnimi, the one that was there with the Mizbech HaPnimi, Nichnas went in, the not less atani, took that basket that he took in with him to put all the issues into. He would bow down in the Hechel, the Yotzin go out. And the same thing, Mishazocha B'dishna Menorah, the one that was Zocha to clean out the Menorah, also Nichnas would go in. Umotza, now, when he went into the Menorah, he found now Umotza Shnei Neris Mizrachas Dolkim. He found now the two east are Neris still lit. So now, Midashnes HaMizrachi, cleaned out the Mizrachi. Or Manich Esamarav Yudav, he left the second one, that was the second to the Mizrach, like the second one, which is towards the Marav side, he left that still burning. That was called the Ner Maravi. Shemimenu, from that one, Hoyamadlik Esamanera, they would light the menorah by evening, Ben Harbayim. So that's if it was still lit, he left that one lit. When did he clean it out? Whenever it went out. But let's say Motze Shekov, let's say when he came in now, he found both Neris out. So very good. Then Midashnoi, he would clean them both. And he would light them again in Mizbech Oyla, who take off a fire from the outside Mizbech and light these two Neris. Not less Akud, then he would take his, like the pitcher that he cleaned out the menorah with, even from the morning, from the other five Neris. Mimalish Nia, from the second step that he left it on. Vishtachvi would bow down. Vyotza, go out of the Hechel. So that's what these two Kahanim did it right now before they brought the Keteris. Then it says, Mishnebeis, Misha Zocha B'machta, the kind that was Zocha to hold the machta, the shovel of these coals that you took off the Mizbech HaChitzon, that they can bring in and now inside the Penim. So whoever was Zocha with that machta, Tzovres HaGecholim, he like piled up the Gecholim, he made a pile of Gecholim in the machta, Agabi HaMizbech, on top of the Mizbech HaPenim in the Hechol. But Riddadon B'shuli HaMachti, like spread it out nicely with the bottom of his Kli of the machta. Vishtachva, he bowed down, the Yosef went out. That was his avoida. His avoida was to take the coals from the outside Mizbeach and spread it out nicely on the inside Mizbeach. Now Mishneh Gimel, Mishazocha B'Kteris, the kind that was able to do the Kteris, Hoyunoiteles HaBozach. He took the Bozach, Mitoich HaKaf. The Bozach was the small ladle that had the Kteris inside it, out of the big spoon called the Kaf. So he took the Bozach, Mitoich HaKaf, and he had a friend with him, or a relative he had with him, and he gave it him. So he gave now the calf, the big one, he gave to his friend. Now, he spread it out, the k'teris that was in the bozok, the k'teris that he had in the small ladle, he now spilled it out into the big calf that his friend was holding. And now his friend like would pour it back into his hands, into his palms. So that's the way he spilled the k'teris on the mizbeach, was from his hands. So they spilled the k'teris back into his hands, two handful. They would teach him like and tell him, be very careful. Is now you're going to lower down and spread the k'teris on top of the burning coals, be careful not to burn yourself. So Shema Taskula Fanechwa, do not start right in front of you and go further away. You shouldn't burn yourself. When you start to put the Keteris down, like the smoke starts to come up, it can burn you. So rather, like, put your hands further away from you and start pouring the Keteris down there and then come closer towards you, like your hand won't get be burnt that way. So you should teach him, be careful. Hiskel then Meradeh, he would like make sure all the Keteris was smoothed out on the coals, like burning nicely. The Yitzhak, then he also go out of the Heichel. Now, Lohoya HaMakter Makter, the one that was supposed to burn now, these Keteris spread on top of the coals, he did not do this. Shemamun Aymullah, and to the Mamun, told him, Hakter, burn it, he had a way to get Rishus. If that say it was a Kohen Gadol doing it, that was doing the Keteris, then Hamamun Aymullah, the superintendent, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter, they would tell him like the covered, he would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, go and now burn the Keteris. Tereshuam, all the people went away, all the Kanam around there, near the Ulam is Beach, the Yor went out of that spot between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Beshasta Ketera, because like the Pasuk said, Cholodom Liya B'yomer B'voy L'Kapar B'Kredish. So Tereshuam, the Hikter, so this Kohen now burnt the Keteris, Vishtachvo, he bowed down there in the Heichol, and then B'yot, he also went out. So that's where they finished the Avoid of the Keteris.